Congregation may be seated. I want to invite forward the children for a brief children's message this morning to capture our theme today of speaking and tongues. Good morning. Hi, April. Come join us. Good to see you today. It's awfully cold out there, isn't it? But isn't it nice having the sun? It's beautiful. Yeah. So in your homes, do you have any tools that you're not supposed to use by yourself? Ellie, you got your hand? Yeah. Are there any tools or items that you probably shouldn't use all by yourself? Well, think about that. I brought with me some tools, instruments that I use, but whenever I use them, I make sure that I'm careful with them and I put them back from where they were placed, because they could cause some problems. In fact, when I was your age, I made sure to ask my parents before I ever used the items I'm going to share with you here, okay? So don't look at these and think, Pastor did this, I'm going to do it now. No, these are tools that I always check with an adult to make sure that they know that I'm using them. Here's the first one. Wow, look at that. That's fun. What is this? This is a tool. I use this to light candles. Sometimes when we have a fire in the backyard, in the fire pit, I'll light the fire using this. But can you see how this could be a destructive tool? How could this be destructive? What damage could this cause? What do you think? Yeah. It could burn stuff. Yeah, that wouldn't be good, right? Yeah, so we don't want to do that. We could burn the house down. That would be bad. All right. All right, what else do I have in here? Well, goodness gracious, I have a knife. Ooh, boy, look at that. A knife like this can be really helpful. Do any of you like eating watermelon? Yeah? Yeah, we like watermelon. Well, guess, can you just eat a watermelon without a knife? No, it's pretty difficult. Don't try that. You cut the watermelon so that you can eat the fruit, and a knife like this helps, but can you see how this could be used to be destructive? How would this be destructive, Ellie? Yeah, you could cut someone, or you could cut yourself, and then you'd have to go to the hospital, right? So you're probably like, why is the pastor holding a knife? Well, that's the point is, do you see how this could be a really good instrument, but it could also be something that's not so good, all right? I'm going to put that away and keep that safe. It's important to put it back where you got it so that an accident doesn't happen. All right, here's one. Oh, my goodness, I got a hammer. Okay, I like to hang pictures at home, so I'll put the nails in the wall and then hang the pictures, right? Have you ever done that with a hammer? That's good. How could this destroy or cause problems? What do you think? Could it? Is this always safe? What if we played catch with a hammer in the backyard? Is that a good idea? Yeah, probably not a good idea. We need to stick to footballs. Yeah. So each of these things that I brought can be a great help, but it could also be something that causes a lot of problems and destroys things. Now, I'm getting to something this morning. Did you know that you have something that's a part of you that could actually be a great blessing, or it could be cause a lot of destruction? It's a part of who you are. It's a body part. We won't guess. The body part is your tongue. Your tongue. Stick your tongue out for a second. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that weird, sticking your tongue out at church? It's okay. It's not a sin. It's all right. Your tongue the words that you form with your tongue could be a great blessing to someone, right? They could also be damaging. When do words cause damage? Have you ever heard some words cause damage? We talked about it in Bible study today. Yep. When we use words that are unkind to someone, that causes damage. When we use words that are not true, that causes damage. Let's think about when words are a blessing to someone. When are they a blessing? What do you think? When you say nice things about someone or to someone, very good. When else can words be a blessing? When we say what is true, that's good too. Okay, so thank you for coming up today. Let's remember that we have a tremendous tool that God has given to us. It can bring great good. It can also bring some destruction. And so let's use it for great good. All right, thanks for coming up today. You can go back to your parents. And we're going to continue with our, I believe, our sermon hymn, Be Thou My Vision.